Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn. And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome, everyone, to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, ECP, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
But I have lost my voice last week.
Poor baby.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I feel good. But you know
okay.
What? Here, I don't know if you can all hear this, but I told Nisi I was going to do this. Hang on.
It's 8:07.
That's who I sound like. My watch.
Oh, God, that is so cute.
You know, so anyways, we're excited because we have a really awesome show. You know, we bring inspirational stories.
Yes.
We have some fun things. Before I kick this off, we have two people I want to thank. Marty Jean Lewis with the International Christian Film Festival.
Thank you, Marty.
Yes, and we actually submitted our show. And we also are now on 24flix.com.
Yes, we are so excited.
We are, Nisi.
So excited. Yes. I'm so excited.
And you can actually join. Let's just go to the commercial. That sounds better than my voice right now. We'll be right back.
This is the best film festival I've been to yet. I have met people from South Africa, Australia, Lagos, Nigeria, Switzerland, England, all over the United States and Canada.
Really impressed with the amount of people here, the amount of friendly and encouraging networking vibe that I've gotten here.
It is amazing. It's like, you know, you have art, you have creativity, and you have the spiritual aspect of it.
Just like I said last year, I said this is like the Christian Oscars, so it's really exciting.
I love it. This is my home festival, so I'm going to continue coming every year.
This honestly is an event that is the Academy Awards.
And I don't even know what to say. I'm just so excited. This is great.
It's an amazing electric environment. People are genuine and friendly and outgoing. They're just real.
Even if you're not in the industry, you should come to this.
And also, let's go to 24 Flix because this is about the network. I joined it as well. We're up there. Family movies, great movies. And you know what? We're on the air, everybody. We are live on 106.1 FM.
The Heat.
And also, they have, you know, I was watching an old time movie, like A Star is Born.
Okay.
It's a takeoff from A Star is Born. Guys, it take off from A Star is Born, and so it was, you know, the main
right
from the beginning, but there's so many old-fashioned movies. And I said I loved it, the Doris Day movies, and so go to
like
20.
Gone with the Wind,
oh,
things
yeah.
like that. That's an, my favorite one is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Well, they may have that.
Okay,
go
I'm going to look for that.
24flix.com, and let's go to the commercial. We'll be right back.
Love the classic movies? Well, 24 Flicks has you covered. You can watch some of your favorite movies and TV shows you've known and loved. Watch anytime and anywhere and as many times as you want. Simply go to 24flicks.com and start watching now. 24 Flicks is your home for unlimited family-friendly on-demand videos.
Back, we're back. Okay, so again, 24flicks.com. We want to thank them because we are on there. Our show is there as well. So we're excited. Also, Niecy, we are so excited. We have a special guest today.
Yes, we have a special guest today. And I know your voice is, I am so proud of you.
I have that sexy voice tonight.
Yes, you do.
I say, you call me at 727-441-3000.
Don't you just love this? You just love this. This is so cool.
I think I said that sexy word too many times this afternoon.
We have a pastor here.
That's right. We have
and a child in the house. But you
can
call.
Our special VIP guest is Reverend Maurice Taylor. And he is with Beulah Baptist Institutional Church in Tampa. And Reverend Taylor has written two books. And the one that we are really looking tonight is the Taylor Tots. And it's called Face Billy the Bully. So welcome, Reverend Taylor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yay.
We're excited. Now, you have two books that you just showed me. Tell me about your books.
Well, every book that I release, I try to have a message to it. So the book that I just released is called The Taylor Tots Face Billy the Bully. This book highlights the issue of bullying. It is a crisis right now. A couple of days ago, a 10-year-old boy committed suicide.
I saw that. So sad.
No, so it's a tragedy, and I want to highlight that issue. So I created a book with me and my brothers as the main characters. Basically, there's a bully in the town that we hear about, and we confront the bully. We approach the bully. The bully has a change of heart and changes ways.
How did you change the bully? What did you say to him?
Well, basically, we just stood up to him, made him realize that it's not right to mm-hmm. pick on somebody, regardless of their size, stature. It's not right to pick on anybody, period.
Mm-hmm.
So once the bully realized that he was hurting people, he realized that it wasn't right.
Right. You know, and that's not just for kids, it's adults.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Carrie Brown in Vegas that was talking about she was bullied. And
right.
She went through a very difficult time. I mean, I've had it in my situation where I've had adults in the industry, and you're like, wait a minute, I've helped you, you know,
yeah.
and you don't step on the people to get where you want to go. And
right.
So I was praying about it, since you're a pastor, and I put it down, and God says, put them in the Bible, write their names in the Bible, and watch what he does in a year. You know, you don't want to wish that on anybody, but
right.
when you give it over to God and you say, you take it over,
yeah.
you're number one.
Because he's always in control.
Exactly.
God is always in control.
Number one. So where can they buy these amazing books that you have? The first one.
They can go to my website. It's maurice-taylor.com. Again, that's maurice-taylor.com. By the end of the month, it will be on Amazon. So you can definitely go there as well. Tomorrow, I will be having a book signing at the Baker Corner Cafe from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. So everybody's welcome. It's a great book. It's designed for ages 4 through 10. But also, it's designed with the intention of invoking dialogue with the parents as well as educators.
Okay, I have a quick question. When you guys approached the bully, was it all three of you? Was it just one of you talking? Because sometimes, you know, you're really good in numbers, and it made him think about it more because there were three of you, but did just one do the talking, and how did that work?
Well, all three of us did it. We did it creatively.
Okay.
So I don't want to give the whole story away.
Right.
But essentially, we joined together. We asked our teacher for his coat so we could appear to be taller. And basically, when the bully saw that there was somebody bigger than him, mm-hmm. somebody that stood up to him, it made him change his ways.
That's awesome.
So,
wow.
And if I could say this, one of the things that I found out basically in my research is that all it takes is for somebody, a friend, somebody to speak up, and the numbers for bullying dramatically goes down.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
You know, especially, you know, we have Sean that is in Orlando.
Right.
And he's got a bullying. Do you hook him up together?
Yeah, I did. I sent Sean his information. Sean from AMREC, if you're listening,
yes.
We need to hook you up with Reverend Taylor because he has an amazing program that deals with bullying.
You know.
So I will definitely make sure you guys talk to each other.
Yeah,
yes. Yes, you need to go on the microphone.
Is this something that you ad-libbed? Was this something that you lived? Is that where the idea came from?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes, I did personally deal with bullying, as I know a lot of people have. So it
was. And where, may I ask, did you grow up?
I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Wait, you're from Milwaukee?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm from Milwaukee.
Thank you.
We are
Green Bay Packers?
Yes, actually I am. And the Milwaukee Brewers are so funny. Next to Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yes, if you're all listening and you're like, Dawn's voice sounds really funny tonight, hang on.
It's better.
Yes, it sounds better. It does sound much, much better.
16.
That's what I sound like. So anyways, so were you a Milwaukee Bucks fan?
I was, and still am.
Yeah. I used to work for them.
Really?
Back in the days, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got all the games for free, and when actually Don Nelson was the coach.
Okay, awesome.
And John Steinmiller was there. Yeah, so, you know, and then we had the announcers. Very small world.
Yes.
First, I have to jump in and ask, what brought you to Florida?
Well,
cold.
Partly my wife. That was one of the main inspirations. But also, I did want to get away from the cold weather.
That's right. You know, I always say Florida is like Wisconsin without, you know, with the ocean.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, we'd come down here on vacation. This was our vacation destination.
Okay.
Clearwater Beach, of course.
Okay.
And I said, watch what you put on your refrigerator because things come true.
Right.
I ended up in the Caribbean when I put a, you know, I had a bird named Caribbean. I was a flight attendant for Laker. And, you know, I mean, I put a sailboat on my refrigerator when back in the days. And who knew that my husband now has a sailboat. So I said, your refrigerator is magical.
Yeah.
And your prayer life. It's true. So that's really cool. Now, you also wrote a book called Silent Words. What
yes.
is that book about?
That book highlights my challenges growing up dealing with speech therapy. I spent half of my life in speech therapy. And basically, it was when I converted to God. He worked through me through my challenges. Never did I think in a million years that I would be a preacher, a teacher speaking in front of people. So it just highlights the challenges that I went through and how I overcame them through the power of God.
And how much are the books, and where can they buy them again?
The Taylor Tots, that's a children's book. That book is $8.95. Again, you can go to my website, maurice-taylor.com. Silent Words is $15. You can go to amazon.com to purchase a book. You can also go to my website.
Wow.
Trust me, Silent Words, I read the book from cover to cover, and it really makes you pay attention to the challenges of other people. And then for me, it was like, okay, so my challenges weren't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes you think that, what can I do to help this person? Or you know, you look at people differently because you never know what a person is going through. Because as mm-hmm. a pastor, and I've heard him preach, he is awesome. He's just really amazing. And to read that book and look at the challenges that he had, you would never think that he would be the awesome speaker that he is now.
I think we should bring you to the station and you get your own show. On bullying.
Oh,
wouldn't that be a good show? Especially
yeah.
you have a pastor.
Yeah.
How do those magical headsets feel on you?
I would love it. It feels great.
No, seriously. You know, I want to thank somebody. I went to a place yesterday. I can't say where yet.
Okay.
But I had a little meeting with somebody. And I hope you're listening because you said you were going to tune in. And, you know, he said to me, you were very blessed. And I said, I know.
Yeah.
And there was an opportunity where I sat for a minute and I realized the situation that I was in, where people are looking for jobs, they're trying to feed their family,
right.
and, you know, and then I thought to I said, you know, we've got beaminghopechurch.org
right.
I go to, and we feed the community, we feed the people that need the help.
Yeah.
So we give back, we do outreaches out there, and I thought to myself, you know what? This guy is right. You know, I mean, I don't have to have someone tell me that I'm blessed because of the opportunities that God
right.
is putting in front of me. So,
right.
and, you know, and just to really thank God for what you have.
Yes.
Amen.
Because there's
yes.
more. Things are happening.
Yes.
And God just opens the doors.
You're right. One of the things that I read Reverend Taylor's motto, and I love this, simply trying to be all that God wants me to be.
Beautiful.
You know, and that makes a difference, because if you accept God and you know what he wants you to be and you try to live up to that, that makes it, that increases your blessings, I really believe. Because he knows where your heart is.
It does.
I love that.
It does.
Yeah.
And I also carry sometimes holy water in my purse, you know, put on somebody.
That's okay.
No.
That's okay.
I do. Well, yeah, I didn't know there was that, Matt. You know, you heard about what happened? Well, you know, well, there's a place in Clearwater. I heard that there was the Mother Mary that appeared on the window. Remember that?
Yes, it was right on.
Yeah.
Yes, it was right on Highway 19. And it was right at, it was at a bank, on the side of the bank. It was all atrium.
Yeah.
And then
so
it,
I stopped
it was beautiful.
In there, and there's like a little store that has all these.
It's still there.
It's beautiful.
It's still
I mean,
there.
The little nun was there.
They made
and she
the church out
is
of it.
A
you
Christian
know that,
song?
Right?
Yeah.
Did you know
it has
that?
A ton of things. Just with the holy water and just books and pictures
somebody
of Jesus.
Somebody did try to break it, and they broke part of the glass, but they didn't break it all. It's actually
set up. That
was
like 30
up.
Years ago in
yes,
Clearwater.
Actually, since 1996.
Yeah, because you're driving down, and what is the road over there off of 19?
I think it's off of
like
Drew. An A, not Drew.
No. It's over there, but you know, I noticed that they, you know, people are still going there. It's a
it's
shrine.
It's on the east
That's
side.
Awesome.
Yes, it is a shrine.
I know we only have a few minutes because we have other special VIP guests in, but I did want to have Reverend Taylor just for a second to tell us about his miracle story son,
yes.
Sean.
He's, and that's what we like to bring.
I love little Sean. We have ice cream
yes.
together.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Sean is definitely a miracle. He was born. When he was born, he spent three and a half months in NICU. He inhaled meconium, and at that point, the doctors thought that he had problems with his heart, his brain, his lungs. And we prayed and prayed and prayed. Had so many people praying. We had doctors who didn't think he would make it, but he's a miracle. He pulled through. He's very healthy now, very
How
active.
How old is he?
He's four. He'll be five in April.
That is so exciting.
He's awesome.
What would you tell somebody that's going through that same situation?
Trust in God, number one. Trust in God. Don't focus on what it looks like, because what it looks like can be deceiving and things can turn around. So we're definitely a witness that God can turn things around.
Right. Is there a message that you'd like to tell the world? Because you are here, you're a pastor. Anything that God is bringing to your heart on the show, and that's what we want to bring more of. Anything from your heart that you'd like to say?
Yes. Well, as it pertains to bullying, one thing I want kids to know is that you do not have to be afraid. You do not have to be afraid of anybody. Embrace who you are. A lot of times, people who are bullied, they get bullied because they're different, because they're perceived different, because they don't talk as much as everybody else. They're not as social. But embrace who you are. Don't be ashamed of who you are. If you are being bullied, speak up. Let a teacher know. Let a parent know. But you should not be afraid to go to school. You should not be afraid to play in your neighborhood. Enjoy who you are. And by all means, reach out to somebody if you need help.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Awesome.
Well, I think we're going to say thank you so much for being here. It goes so fast, and we need more sponsors so we can be on longer.
Yes.
We do. And so in the meantime, you know, I want to play this song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Remember, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's for all of you that have been bullied out there, and
Amen.
Children, just remember, you know, and that's a sad story of the child that we just heard about on the news.
Yes.
And so young to affect their hearts. And we hope that, and we pray that it doesn't happen. And, you know, parents, if you have that problem,
yes.
get over to the principal, you know, yes. and talk to
the
them.
The teacher.
Exactly.
Counselor.
Guidance counselor.
Right. Guidance counselor. Yeah. Somebody and get that out.
Yeah.
Right. We want to thank you.
Peer, yeah.
Yes. Well, we have to have you talk in the microphone because we are on the air, Chrissy. She likes.
I know you can hear me, though. I have a big mouth.
I know, but we still are on the air. We're still on the air. And, you know, when you're on the microphone, especially with my voice today.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back. And thank you for being here.
Thank you again. I appreciate it.
We're going to switch guests. I'll be right back.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every
Every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Hey, I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
And we're back. And let's put our, Teresa is in California, one of our top reporters, and she does have a question for Pastor, and we sent her the information. Welcome, Teresa, World Tourism title holder.
World Classic Miss Tourism 2019. Yay!
Yay, and she's up for a nomination in Vegas. We'll be there in September for a top reporter award. So if you're in the broadcasting world, get in touch with me. I could nominate you because I'm putting this award together with IndieWise Film Festival. All right, go ahead. What is your question to Pastor?
Okay. Yes, I have a question for the Reverend. Do you think that the Bible, not a specific religion, be taught in elementary and high schools to prevent, for example, bullying, shootings, and other violent acts?
Wow, great question.
Very great question. Yeah.
I definitely think that the Bible could definitely help in terms of setting the foundation. You know, there are so many principles in terms of how to treat your neighbor, how to treat one another, how to love one another, how to despise those that are against you. So I definitely think that the Bible can definitely give great principles that can transcend over time. So that's an excellent question.
Yeah, I just saw something that they were saying that it was going to be in the schools. They wanted to teach as an academic for a Bible study. I think that's fabulous.
Yes.
I think it's fabulous. Yeah. I really do. Wow. Get the principles back and, it's true. So
can
you have a question.
Something?
Yes.
Yeah. So when my daughter went to school, my daughter Gabrielle, a beautiful girl that she is, she always had issues with kids like bothering her. It's because she was so nice. And sometimes people perceive nice as being weak.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like she would come home and she didn't want to make a big thing. And I had to go to the principal of the school. And I said, listen, if you're not going to teach a guideline for the bulliness, I'm going to have to take care, things into my own hands, contact my attorney. I says, because it seems like you're not doing anything about this.
Wow, good for you.
Because
you're Italian.
Well,
so
I'm Italian. Yes, I am.
You walked into the principal's office and you're Italian. They're like,
I'm not afraid of anybody.
Exactly.
But guess what?
Yeah, but some are.
But guess what? My kids, they're all good people.
Yep.
And I got bullied as a child too. So I had to stand up for myself.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm proud of you for doing that because that takes a lot of guts to do that, to get in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Teresa, hold on the line. Thank you, Reverend. I appreciate that. That awesome question. In the meantime, we have Cherie. Welcome.
Thank you.
So we are talking about The Most Unusual Life by Barbara Cornyn. and Harrington's story. And it's a documentary that you did. We were at her roast, and we have Barbara calling in.
Yes, she's going to call in.
Oh, good. Like now, we're trying to get her. And we were so impressed because you did this documentary. And tell us about everybody who Barbara is.
Well, Barbara is this wonderful woman who is not only a screenwriter, she's an artist, fine artist. She paints oils and acrylics, and she also is a teacher. She has taught so many people in this, in the Tampa Bay area, how to write, how to be a screenwriter, how to act, and never ask for anything back. And that's why I wanted to make sure.
So you mean these classes are free?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Every month. And she allows for five screen scripts to be read at 10 pages. And then it's a room full of artists and actors, actresses.
And so somebody like yourself is there. I know she told me to be there last week. I was on a film festival with Dunedin, probably how I got this cold, outside. Yes. And, you know, so people could get picked up by a film director like yourself.
Yes, there's crew members there, so you have directors, producers, people that are looking for actors and actresses, and also they do table reads of these scripts.
Wow.
So it's a learning experience, and Barbara is strict when it comes to teaching. You know,
I didn't know it was free because people are asking me, how do I write a script? I want to write a book. Maybe my book will turn into a screenplay. How do I do this? So Barbara teaches that.
Yes, she does.
Wow. Do we have her on
That's
the air
awesome.
Yet? No? Okay, we're trying to get Barbara on the air. We tried to get her here. Trust me, we did. So what did you think of Barbara?
You know, I thought Barbara was amazing. I was at the documentary, and she is so full of life. You know, she is so full of life.
Can you call
and
now?
So I think she gave everybody an incentive that you can do it, you know, and that was my take from her. She was very encouraging to everybody. You can do it no matter what.
She was in a lot of movies, like the movie Cocoon. Right?
She was the assistant casting director.
Right.
Yes.
And so she knew.
She's been the assistant casting director for a lot of the movies. And she's met, you know, Burt Reynolds. Just a slew of the.
So we just need to do a special on her here in the studio.
Yes.
We're trying to get her here.
Yes.
So you want to introduce her?
Has she called in?
Is Barbara on? 727-441-3000. We're waiting for Barbara to call.
We're waiting for her to call
yes.
in. But the documentary, we're, I'm actually in the process of shortening it so that it can be submitted to some film festivals. There's a time limit on the documentaries, and this is a full story.
You need to get it over to 24 Flicks. They would love this.
Yes, they would.
Yes, and it would be aired. You know, 24flicks.com is just, you know, it's like a Netflix, but it's more family. It's more so many programs, so many TV shows, things that we used to watch as well. And you've got to do this right away.
Yes.
Get it over to Marty.
I sure will.
Yeah, so you'll be talking about 24 Flicks. So Barbara's on the phone.
Yay.
Welcome, Barbara.
Well, welcome back.
Yes.
It's about time you had me on there again. I haven't finished all my life yet.
Well, we're excited because we want to have you here with us for at least an hour show, you know, about your life coming up.
We would
up.
Love to have you here, Barbara.
Yes, I will be there.
Yay.
My chauffeur, her name is Cherie.
She is here.
Unfortunately, I have bad eyesight, and I had to give up my car. So I depend on my best friends and my three sons to help me out.
Well, I want to promote this. Where can people buy the story of your life? Can they buy it now, Cherie?
Yes, they can go to my website, imasters-international.com.
Perfect. And how much is the documentary?
The documentary is $15.
That's it. We got to get you in the Dunedin Film Festival next year as well.
That's what I'm preparing for.
Yes.
Again, they have a limit. No. They have some restrictions. So,
right.
You know, Barbara doesn't want me to eliminate anything, so I got to figure it out.
Wow.
No, there's things that I'd like you to add.
Let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Barbara, you were telling me a funny story about a date that you were on.
Oh, the date. All right. I will tell you that story. I had met this really good-looking tall guy.
You never know what she's going to say.
That's true. That's true.
And we went out to dinner with two friends of ours, and it was that, now I can't think of the place. It's like a family restaurant, and tables were made of long wood, and you sat on benches. Anyway, I sat in first and pushed way over. Well, this guy was so tall, he couldn't fit his legs under the table.
Oh.
So he's sitting with his back to me. He's with his legs outside, if you can visualize it. It's like a picnic table.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And I looked, and I whispered in his ear, not knowing he was deaf in that ear.
I said,
if you sit like that, I can see your bald spot. Because he had a little bald spot on the back of his head. And he swung around, and he looked at me with horror on his face.
Uh-oh.
He said, why would you ever say anything like that? I said, what did you think I said? He said, if you sit like that, your balls will get flat.
Well, that is from Barbara. This is her dating stories.
Miss 88
yes,
Young.
You never know.
Yes.
So
it's always interesting with Barbara.
Yes, and Barbara, we will be there at your screenplay writing.
Yes.
We're going to get there.
On the 10th of February?
We will try.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. You're all reading, by the way. Last time I had a script and I only had 5 parts in it. And this time I wrote this with the teacher. He was a teacher out at JC, taught screenwriting. And I had met him briefly because he had looked at my book and liked it. And then he called me up one day and he said, would you like to write a script with me and a friend? And I went, yeah. And his friend knew the story, and this guy and I, Sloan Golden, really good-looking guy, the teacher, he and I wrote the script. And I'm going to be reading part of that at the meeting. And so I'm going to need 25 actors. So you're going to get a part to read.
And I'm working on, Barbara wrote a short that we're planning on shooting sometime this year. And then a gentleman that I met there, Charlie Ball is his last name. He has a short that I will be shooting in, I should start shooting it in April.
Okay. You know, also, we want to give our prayers to the photographer that was there. He went
Vinny?
Through something. No, somebody
Vinny.
Else.
Yeah, he yep, had a yes, heart Vinny, attack. Yes. Heart attack. Yeah.
And Vinny, I spoke to Vinny. Vinny is probably one of the nicest guys you'd ever want
oh,
to meet.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
He's a sweetheart. He's a little different. He has hair down to his butt, just about.
Aww.
And it's either loose or it's in a braid. And he would come to all the meetings, and he would take these fantastic photographs
pictures,
of the group. I mean, unbelievable. He made me look so good. Well, I told him, I said, I don't care what the others look like. Just look at me and get me so that I'm going to look. You know, I want to look good. I don't care about them. This is all about me.
Aw. Well, yeah, I have a question because, you know, I know one of the film directors is trying to put something together for him, like a fundraiser. So we're going to keep everyone posted on that. And if anyone would like to contribute for his family, that would be great. Also, you know, Barbara, what is the most memorable story that you have working with a celebrity? The most memorable you'll never forget.
Keep it PG.
Yes.
The most, let's see. I did meet quite a few of them, and I didn't get a chance to really talk to, you know, most of them. But in Cocoon, the one I didn't like to talk to was, what was her name? The pretty girl. The very, very pretty girl. Her mother was very famous. This is my age. I'm sorry.
No, it's the movie Cocoon. It's a great movie. It's one of my favorites.
Tawny Welsh. Raquel Welsh's daughter. She was nasty. Oh. She didn't like the film. She talked bad about it, and I don't think I've seen her on in any film ever since that.
Well, tell your story about Burt Reynolds. I think that's really a good story.
Oh, yeah.
Burt Reynolds was a sweetheart. Which one was it? No, I've been in a couple of his films. We were at this beautiful home, and all the directors that I had worked with my cousin, I worked for her, they were to themselves. They were nice. Ron Howard was a sweet man. But Bert came out, and he talked to all the extras, and he says, look, he says, I've been there where you are, and if anybody says anything to you or yells or whatever, you come to me because I've been there. Now, I've never heard anybody say, you know, anything like that before. And he was just very kind.
I got a surprise for you. Hold on. I think we're going to keep you on the air because we go so fast. But I got to interview Lonnie Anderson a while ago. And I was so blessed to have this next guest on. I want to introduce, but let's play some intro music before we go. And then, Renee, you're going to introduce him because your voice sounds better than mine tonight.
Wait a minute. Is he single?
I don't know. He's Italian. We're going to find that out. We'll get there.
Don't you just love her?
We do. We do.
Just love her.
So let's go to some theme songs here. We're going to play a couple. Well, the first one is one of my favorites I grew up with. And are we ready? We're ready. All right, let's play this. Hold on.
Okay.
I dream it. Yes, and Vaughn is working on it.
Okay.
I love this. Okay, go to the next one. And the next one. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see if you know this song. And there's one more, which was one of my favorites I grew up with. Here we go. Hold on. Where's my cowboy hat? I don't have it tonight. What do you think it is? UJ Ewing?
That's Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yes. And introduce our guest.
Hi. So let's welcome Mario Della Casa.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm great, but if you're on speaker, take us off because we're live on 106.1 FM.
The Heat.
I'm no speaker here.
No? Okay, we're sound like an echo. Are we good?
It does sound like an echo.
Yes.
Is it me?
No, that's...
Did I do it?
No, Barbara. Hold on, Barbara. So, yes, Mario, so tell us, you just read Mario's bio, and, you know, you are an amazing artist.
Yes.
You've done all the work for the genie bottles, the artwork.
Oh,
I mean,
well, oh, sorry.
Yes, hold on, Barbara. So, tell Mario what...
I just think that they are awesome. I would love to own one myself. You are so amazing when it comes to that artistry work. And that picture of J.R. Ewing in the back of the Dallas set was awesome also.
Thank you. If it wasn't for Larry Hagman, I don't know where I'd be at this
point. Can we have you call?
I can hardly hear.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Can we have you call right back? If there's a connection,
sure.
Can you call right back?
It's
okay, we're
going to
have him call back. Yeah, it might be the connection, but we're going to have him call back. So, Barbara, he's going to call right back because it's
okay.
Kind of echoing.
All right. By the way, I worked with his co-star, the female, on the one you just said.
Dallas?
Anyway, she was in a movie out in the middle of Florida in the woods.
Oh,
And I had to drive with her and the driver, and I had never watched that program, and I didn't know what to say to her. For the first time in my life, I was tongue-tied.
Well, he's the artist that did the genie bottle. He has them for sale.
Wow.
And so hold on, Barbara. We're going to get him on. We have about 15 minutes, but hold on. It's a really good conversation because you've been in the business yourself.
Right.
So it works out. And so is he back on with us, Vaughn? Okay, so he's calling back. So you can buy these genie bottles that are fabulous, and so we're trying to get him back on the air. And, you know, cell phones, you know, are kind of hard sometimes because they drop or they echo. It depends on the area that you're in. So we're just waiting for him to call back. And do you have his website that you want to read off for us, Denise?
Well, the website we have, no, I didn't have the website, but there's one of the questions that I wanted after I read his bio. He has some of the most amazing pictures, and he's been, his artwork has been kind of distributed all over the place. And one of the things, if when he gets back on, and I wanted to ask him is what he's working on now. Some of the things that he's working on now.
Right.
Yeah, I would love to.
Also, where's his location? Where is he living?
You know, I don't know if it's Arizona. We're going to try to get him back on here in a second. It goes so fast with the timing. And, you know, this also goes to 24 Flicks. So we want to have really good audio and everything with the voice. So we're going to try to get him back on. In the meantime, tell us what's happening in your world over there, Chrissy, with the flyer before. I'm going to try to get back in touch with him.
Oh, we're just doing a, we're feeding Tampa Bay again. We're always feeding Tampa Bay. Anybody that is in need, we have an essay contest going on, and they're going to read the winners. It's at Ribbles Elementary tomorrow in Tampa. Starts at 9. It's just we're making hamburgers and hot dogs for them. We have a lot of food boxes for a lot of people that may need them.
So if it's
please come and get them if anybody's in need. And it is at 4405 East Sly Avenue in Tampa. 33610.
Okay, thanks, Chrissy. I have a question. Can someone donate? If is this still
absolutely.
Time?
We have Feeding Tampa Bay, which is on Highway 60, the main thing, and they donate to many of the churches and stuff, where we do food pantries in the different churches and stuff.
Okay. So any families
not
that are going through
blessed in life, so. When you go to Publix and you buy one and you get one, you're going to buy one anyway. Donate one.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, I went through something. Now that's another miracle story. Okay, let's I don't know if that's Teresa or one of our reporters. We're hearing a lot of feedback. Okay, so let's welcome back.
Let's welcome back Mario Della Casa.
Now it sounds like we're in the Grand Canyon. Throw in your voice.
Mario. Mario.
Is he there? Well, we're trying to get him
is
back
he there. It's a beautiful Italian name. Unless it's Spanish, because they use both names for both nationalities. Mario Della Casa could be a Spanish or Italian.
Probably the website would be.
Hello, are you there, Mario?
I'm here. Is that any better?
Yes, Mario. Are you Italian or Spanish?
100% Italian.
All right. What part of Italy are you from?
I love Italians. I was raised, actually. In the southern part, in
Napoli?
Yes.
Right. Oh, wow. So my kids are from Monte di Progeda.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, it's very beautiful there. But anyway, your paintings are gorgeous. And
thank you.
It seems like your background of artistry, I mean, you are a true artisan. I'm going to let you let Dawn take over now, but I just wanted to say beautiful, beautiful work.
Where
can what is your website where people can buy these bottles?
GenieBottles.com.
That's it, GenieBottles.com. And how can you give the price on them?
You know, my bottles start off anywhere from $99 all the way up to $3,000, depending on the kind, if you want them signed by Larry Hagman or not, or Barbara Eden and all that. And I also make a bottle with a genie inside.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and a bottle with the genie inside.
Wow.
Yeah, that one there takes me 21 weeks to make one.
To make just one?
Yeah, to make that one, because it's like building a ship in the bottle. I have to put the soap in, the genie and everything, the lighting system and the whole thing. And so that one takes 21 weeks.
Wow. Barbara's on the other line. She's been a casting director. She's been in film and TV. She's worked with Burt Reynolds. And she did say, is he single? I said, I don't know, Barbara. Barbara, you want to ask him?
Well, he sounds like we're from the same sort of era. And I'm always looking for a single guy, and especially Italians. I was married to one Italian, but he was a mafia and not a good guy.
Well, I do wear a wedding ring, but it's a symbolic reason. I wear a wedding ring. I've always worn this wedding ring in my family. And the reason
I'd love to see some of your photographs, so I'll go on your paintings.
Thank you.
I'd like to go on your site sometime and take a look at them.
Well, we're, Mari, we're actually hearing you a little bit better. Thank you. Actually, better than my voice because it's coming back, which is great. So, you know, what do people do with these genie bottles? Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, a lot of people use it for decorative reasons. A lot of people use it for props for TV shows and movies. A lot of people use it for urns. And a lot of people have used it for urns for loved ones or pets.
You do?
I decided to bring the genie bottle out in gallery form, so people of our demographic would appreciate it, because going back in those days when they didn't have it available for people, only the kids wanted it back then. Well, the kids back then are now adults,
right?
So we're able to afford, and now we're able to appreciate something, and this kind of brings us back in time for us.
That's
and
awesome.
It reminds us of a happier and more innocent day. So my mindset has always been, if you can make a fan base happy and give them what they want, then you're going to have a client base.
So I do have a quick question.
Yeah.
Out of all the artwork that you've done, and including your genie bottles, is there one particular piece that's just your favorite?
They all stand for different reasons. Genie's bottle really opened up the door for me a lot, but not only just for me. Doing the genie bottle has allowed me to allow wishes come true for many people. And by saying that, it's like I was able to get the bottle signed by Larry or Barbara, and I would donate it to charity, and it would raise money, so it would help make a wish come true for a charity. You know, I would be able to do something that. Not just making the bottle or the art piece, I want to see how the end of the story is going to go.
Okay.
And for me, it means something to me. How it helps and how it has affected. Because for every artist, you want it to be able to bring some sort of emotional response. And so for me, I wanted to make sure that my artwork did something for somebody for a good reason.
Well, you know. I have to jump in and say this. You know, you were saying that you use it for urns for people, for pets that pass away. And I was talking to my husband about this. I said, you know, what happens if somebody would like to go out and be your rep to take them out to places?
They're beautiful.
I know.
They're beautiful.
Who wants to be really? I mean, when I'm 110 years old, I want my children to have me in a genie bottle so they think I have this comfortable little home with a little couch, you know? And seriously.
Jewels all over the place.
Jewels all over.
You said 110?
Yeah.
I love that.
We're all glitz.
So if somebody wants to help you as a sales rep.
We're all glitz.
Oh, I love it. Hey, you know, I'm not allergic to making money.
I agree. So yeah. Let's just make everybody in a genie bottle, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to have this?
For the urn, especially my sister's in one, and my dog is in one, my father's in one, and so, you know, I would customize the artwork. It doesn't have to be genie's design. It could be your design as well. It could be one.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be great.
Isn't it? That's better than a tree.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I like the idea of the trees as well. You know, something I do as well is I'm the only one that does it in the world, actually, that I have used human remains. And basically what I have done is I was able to get people's ashes and turn them into paint. And I would turn it into different color paints. And so what I would do is I would paint a portrait of the person using the person to paint the portrait.
Wow.
Instead of having an urn, you can have a beautiful portrait of the person by using them.
Wow.
And so it kind of brings them back in a sense in a different way. But I mean, you have a beautiful portrait that nobody, instead of it getting collected dust out of a mantle, you have something that you can contribute.
So Mario, I'm looking here, and are you using is there an upcoming film that you're using those bottles?
Yes, actually. Barbara Eden just got finished filming Mrs. Claus in Connecticut. And it's coming out in November.
That is going to be so cool.
Really?
Yeah, so you'll see all the elves back there all packing genie bottles and everything for people to understand.
That's awesome. That's cute.
I got to meet her through Karen, Karen Cadle, and I'll tell you, we just love Karen, and
I love Karen.
I do too. She's a go getter. Also too is that you also did the Hup, but tell us about Puffin Stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I am the official artist of Freddy the Flute.
Yes.
And so if you remember Freddy the Flute, he used to carry, Jimmy on the show used to carry Freddy in his pocket.
Right.
And and Wishy Poo was always after that little flute. And it's they, that did that. The only time that that ever came out was in a box of cereal back in 1972, and it was a little plastic toy that they would offer people in Kellogg's cornflakes. And if you look on the eBay right now, that little plastic piece is going for like $800 right now.
Wow!
And I decided, well, you know, I wanted to be able to make Freddy the flute as well and bring that out to the public.
That would be amazing.
And make that in gallery form. So I do. I make it in brass and genuine imitation diamonds. And I encrust it, and it's just a beautiful, it's a beautiful piece.
Well, you know, wow, you know, Sony picked you. How did I have? You know, we got to have you back next week.
Yes,
I got to.
No,
yeah.
Yes. No, I have so many more questions.
And Lonnie, you did some work with Lonnie, didn't you?
Oh, I work with Lonnie Anderson as well. Sure. I make the microphones from WKRP. I'm Dallas as well. I'm the artist of the Jock Ewing painting from Dallas.
Oh, right. Wow. You know, my first acting teacher was Gordon Jump back in the days. And how much are those microphones since we're on the radio? Those are so cool.
Those are $199, and Lonnie Anderson has signed them, and they are limited edition. And she's great, isn't she? I love Lonnie.
Oh, so I met her at a Boys and Girls Club, and she was so sweet to interview with me back in the days. I know we have another reporter from California. She's back on with us. And Teresa, we have a few seconds. We're going to have them back. Teresa, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what is your question for Mario?
Yeah, this is World Classic Miss Tourism 2019. I have a question for Mario. And you're an oil painter as well. What inspires you to paint? How do you create your oil painting? Do you travel, or do you have models posing?
No, models posing went out a long time ago. Photographs. Mostly, people look different every day. We all look different every day. One day we could be happy, sad, miserable, pissed, whatever it is, and that's going to show up in your face. And the thing is that you really can't sit there and look the same always when you want to be able to have a portrait done, because you know one day I might capture you and you're just not at your best, and I might capture that with what's going on in your face.
Well,
I'd rather do it by photograph only.
Mario, we only have 3 minutes. I got to have you next week and call back because I know I have another reporter. We have so many more questions. You're so talented.
I have a quick one. Where can we purchase your art?
Oh, my website, I'm redoing my website. It was called elegantpaintings.com, but that's down right now, so I'm having the webmaster revamp that entire site. But basically, just contact me at geniebottles.com, same hand, make the art, name the bottle, make the painting.
Oh, we're going to talk after. I got some ideas I wanted to run by you, and it's really cool. I know we have Deidre. Deidre, you have 1 minute, and hopefully we'll have him back next week. Deidre, what is your question?
I'll post you a link on the artwork.
Wonderful. Okay. Deidre, 1 minute. We're about to close.
My question is, what was the most proudest moment of your career?
When my mother was crying when she saw me on the stage of the TV Land Awards when I made the bottom of the awards.
Oh, you just gave me chills.
Me too.
How much love was coming out of my mama's eyes.
Well, and Mario, I got to have you next week. Are you available?
I will be.
That would be great. We have so many more. You know, I want to thank you for being an awesome son to your mother. You were just talking to me just briefly.
Oh, I love my mama, yes.
And I'll tell you, my mom always said, when a son takes care of their mother, you are so blessed. Yeah, and that conversation we just had briefly. And I want to thank you. We have 1 minute, Mario.
Is Barbara still on?
Barbara?
Huh?
Yes, I'm still here, and I have some advice for you.
We have 30 seconds, Barbara.
If you want to get his one of his bottles, I would advise you, if you want to get your ashes in it, try it out first to see if you'll fit.
Okay, and with that,
that is Hollywood Connections.
Hollywood Connections.
Barbara, I love you. I'll call you.
And until I talk to you all again, may all your wishes come true.
Next week, we'll have you on, first guest. And again, remember, I'm a travel agent with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers. Let me book your next cruise. Call 727-871-7788. I'll have more of a voice next week. And I want to thank our guest here, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. We so appreciate you.
Thank
and we
you.
Will have to have you come back.
It's 8:09.
That's how I sound.
That's how you sound.
Yes, that's how Christy. I sound. And I have a voice. Christy, thank you so much. Good luck with all of your endeavors. And our rock and roll reporter, Cherie, we're going to do a documentary on our boat getting stuck.
Yes.
I can't wait because that's a funny story.
Yes.
And we're going to talk more about your debit card and you need some help. Give a phone number.
Definitely next week, 813-943-7377 or call Dawn Reeves.
Bye, you guys.
Give God all the glory and honor.